This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I was trying to get Clary some cake. He ended up bailing on the idea, but I thought this would be actually a fun way to do it. So Clary really, really wants a piece of cake. He thinks that the cake that they're having down the hall looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's like some kind of party happening. It's very loud.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's also very fun. They're playing foosball. I was just in asking them about that and the air hockey table, and they were trying to get that fixed. And one of the main ingredients to this party is this gigantic cake. It was somebody's birthday within the last couple of weeks, I guess. And everyone's in the office today, so we got to do cake, right?
Sure.
Seems straight out of like some TV show or
whatever. It's a great Seinfeld episode where Elaine comes to depend on the 4 o'clock sugar rush every day because they're always celebrating something. So every day there's cake and she becomes addicted.
So Clary, like three or four times, has brought up the fact that he really thinks the cake looks great and he really wants a piece of cake. So I told him like 10 minutes ago, I'm like, go get some cake. Some of the people in that room have eaten food that we've had at our food drops many, many, many
Hunting
times.
Hunting those food drops.
Absolutely. And I said, you know, we're all in this thing together. It's not like the cake box got opened and he immediately grabbed the first slice. It has been hours of that cake sitting on the table. It's not even half eaten. They are 1,000% going to be okay with Clary walking over and getting a slice of cake. So I thought he did, like 20 minutes ago. And I asked him, I said, did you get your cake? And he just told me, no, I didn't get the cake. And I said, what happened? And he's afraid to go ask. So I said, come on, I'm going to get you some cake. He said, you are? Really? How are we going to do it? He said, follow me. And this is kind of my bit. I just started walking over. And Clary realized about halfway over what my plan was, which was that I was going to walk in. He's like, wait, are you just going to say Ryan wants a piece of cake? And I said, 100%.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to walk in. I'm going to say, hey, Ryan's nervous and doesn't want to mention it, but would you mind getting him a slice of cake? Can he have a piece of cake? And Ryan, as we're getting there, realizes, he's like, is that what you're going to do? And I didn't lie to him. I said, yeah, absolutely. And he said, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. And like a jet in the Blue Angels formation just peeled
just
off.
Just peeled
to the
off.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly as I showed up at the door.
That's what I would have
like,
done.
Where'd that guy go? So I didn't bother without him to tell them that he wanted cake because he didn't earn it. I'm happy to get him cake if he walks over there with me. But without him, I'm not going to make it awkward and get him a slice of cake.
I get that. Like I've done stuff like that with my kids where it's like, can you go for me? I will go with you, but you've got to ask. You got to be the one to ask for
it. I'm even willing to do the asking. I just need him to stand there with his tail between his legs, with his little bashful eyes.
Yeah, just sort of like just move his foot back and forth, you know, and I'm like, I'm just wondering, maybe I'm going
to. I don't want them to think that I'm getting it for myself as a fat.
Oh,
and
right.
And so if I walk
in there. You're getting it for the skinny, yeah.
If I walk in there and I'm like, hey, my colleague wants a slice of your cake, I'll take it over to him right now.
Thin guy's a little cranky, wants some cake. You know what I mean? They're
I
like, sure, fatty.
There, like,
yeah, I bet.
The only thing more embarrassing than that guy that never talks to us and barely knows us, coming over here to ask for cake, as fat as he is
pretending
is
it's for someone else.
Pretending it's for someone else. So he's got to walk with me. But if Clary comes with me and only one of us walks out of there with a slice of cake, if so facto, no fatso.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Let me just say this. I think it's a bad bit. Because obviously it's someone's birthday. I've heard them sing happy birthday maybe five times already in the
Lots
last hour.
Lots of birthdays.
Yeah. A lot of birthdays.
It's everybody's
over there.
Birthday. Yeah.
And I don't know whose birthday it is. And quite frankly, I don't really care.
Mm.
I just want the birthday cake. It looks so good. There's a lot of people over there, by the way. I just want the birthday cake. I don't want to go in. I don't want to say, whose birthday is it? And they're like, well, what's your name?
You don't want to be stuck in a whole thing.
Exactly. The
birthday party is over. I mean, I just walked in there and talked to them for 3 minutes. There's no sign of a birthday party.
I was here at 12:43 today. They were all in that room. It is what? It's 3:53 right now. They are still there. They're singing happy birthday. They're exchanging pleasantries. It's not over yet.
Right now, it's just a shtick circle. They're sitting. They're laying back. They've been eating cake. They're barely awake over there right now. And I walked in there and talked to them. It was very friendly and jovial, and it was fine. There was no remnants of a birthday party except for the 2/3 of a cake that no one's going to be eating that is just sitting there waiting to be consumed.
I don't know. I feel bad because I'm just like, can I have some cake? Is that what I say? I don't know. Is that rude?
Some people may think it's rude. And I walk over and say, hey, little Ryan's a little nervous. Can he have some cake?
And then
you go, oh, that was kind of awkward for the 3 seconds while you carve your cake. And then you come back over and you eat cake and you never think about it again.
But what if I mess up the cake?
Like mess that, it up?
Like, I
oh,
don't
you
know,
mean
like,
when you're cutting it?
You know, I'm bad at cutting cake. I'm bad at cutting things. We have all known this by now.
There's only so much help you can. I mean, enough with your what if this, what if I fall. I can lead a horse to water and the horse is like, that's intimidating water.
What if
I don't know.
I have to go to the bathroom tomorrow. No one cares about any of that. Do you want cake or you don't? I'm trying to get you cake.
I do.
If you don't want cake, then don't eat cake.
Is it the only way that you want the cake is if no one's around and no one's there to see you?
Exactly.
Oh, like when you steal the cleaning product.
Yeah. That's exactly. I don't want anyone to see me doing what I have to do. I just want my slice of cake.
But you get that, don't you, Grant? You don't want people seeing you sleep or go potty?
No, because that makes it stealing.
Stealing's different, yeah.
This is literally walking up while cake is in the middle. You work with them. You know these people by name, many of them.
Okay, so let's do... Okay, I think we have a good plan here. You do the talking. I'm going to go in there. You come in with me. I'm going to ask for a slice of cake, and then while I go and get that cake, you do the talking, like, whose birthday is it? Who's this? And I go and slice the cake.
It's literally what I tried to do in the last commercial
break. Yeah, is that what just happened?
And then you peeled off 100 miles an hour.
Okay, but I like this plan now, because at first I was just like, man, I want the cake. And you're like, let's go get the cake. And I was like, oh, okay. So we started walking over. I was like, wait, are you going to ask them if I could have the cake? And you're like, you said exactly that's what I'm going to do.
Didn't you just propose for him?
Yeah, you just said you love the plan.
To do that?
I don't know. It in the moment, it just seemed a lot worse.
But now you've worked up the courage. You're ready to go on the roller coaster now.
And I feel like this is now a show.
It's very simple, bro. Do you want the cake or you don't want the cake?
I want the cake.
If you want the cake, you're going to have to deal with an awkward 10 seconds because you didn't buy cake today.
I did not.
You didn't bake a cake today.
Did not.
It's someone else's birthday cake.
Yeah.
So the only way for you to get cake is for you to crowbar your way into a situation you really shouldn't be in.
Grant's right.
If you want the cake, you're going to have to earn the cake.
Okay. Okay. I'll earn the cake, and you can come with me, and you can ask for
me. You can come with me. You have permission.
Happy to do it. I don't mind awkward situations.
Thank you.
That is true. You're great at that.
Danny, would you like a slice of cake?
No, thank you. I'm good.
You doing all right?
Yep.
All right, next, we're giving away tickets to the DC Defenders. We got a 4-pack for you. Linnell, would you like a piece of cake? Darius, are you good on cake? How are we feeling about the cake?
I'll take a slice of cake. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, does Darius have to come too?
No, because now what I'll do is we'll both get a slice, and I'll give Darius my cake.
Perfect. I love it.
Because I don't want a slice of cake.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.